Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. It's now time for Ask the Experts. I'm your host, Kyle High, and this morning we have Gary and Charles Skank of Skank Insurance LLC joining me in studio today. Good morning, guys. How have you been?
Kyle, we've been doing great because of the air conditioning.
Yes. The air conditioning is definitely a good thing and a blessing, so to keep us cool.
So we want to mention a scripture this morning. Micah 6:8 says, "He hath shewed me, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." Charles, can you comment on that for me?
Well, you know, sometimes we can complicate what God wants, and we can have a big all these requirements that we can sort of add to what God wants. But what God is very simple and direct. And there's three things here: to do justly, love mercy, and we naturally sort of don't like mercy. We like justice.
Yeah.
For others.
Yeah.
Now, we love mercy for ourselves, don't we?
Yeah.
And then to walk humbly before with thy God. Humbleness doesn't come easy for us either. We all think we're pretty good. We all think we're pretty right. We think we sort of, you know,
hung the moon.
Yeah. Yeah. So while this is very simple, it's not all that easy. We only do it with his power.
So that is a very good scripture for today to get us started. And Charles, before we get into our main topic today, how can our listeners contact you?
Well, we are at 2801 West Main, Suite A in Independence in the old Kmart building. You can also find us on the internet at ins4unow.com. You can also find us on our Facebook page. We're actually broadcasting there right now live on video, and Instagram, LinkedIn. The best way to connect with us probably is just to pick up the phone. We're a phone call away, 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800, and we'd love to connect with you today.
Well, before we get to the main topic, do you have any announcements that you would like everybody to know about?
So last week we announced that we have 3% for 3 years, and I can't even tell you how many people have called, how much money we've helped people with. It's just been an incredible thing that people appreciate, because the bank's paying like 0.00 nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And 3% is a world better than what they're offering. So we have that still going on. And if you have what I call lazy money, money is just sitting around doing nothing, and you want to put it to work, we can put it to work for 3% for 3 years. And so you can call our office, we can make an appointment, or we can give you more information over the phone. We also have a Medicare 101 seminar coming up Monday and Tuesday this coming week. And maybe you say, well, I'm already on Medicare. Well, you know what? Maybe there's ways you can save money. Or maybe you just want to check us out, see who we are. You can show up at the seminar, no obligation, no pressure. And it's going to be at Dickie's on Monday at 11 and 1 o'clock. We still have a few openings. They are filling fast. And then we have the Remnant Cafe, which is in Parsons, 10:30. 10:30 and 12:30. 10:30 and 12:30 on Tuesday at the Remnant Cafe in Parsons. So if you'd like to attend any one of those, call us, 620-331-8800. We'd be glad to have you.
Well, guys, we'll get to our main topic right now. And you guys always have great stories that go with every topic this week. So what is one of the main topics you would like to talk about today?
Well, Kyle, believe it or not, some people dread the thought of seeing us. Can you imagine that?
No, right? I mean,
we think we're pretty good guys.
Yeah, you know? I love talking to you guys every week. So.
But some of these things, like I understand that, and a lot of people have feelings, strong feelings, when it comes to the topic of money.
Right.
All you have to do is start talking about, just bring up IRAs, CDs, 401ks, retirement savings, and people tend to clam up. Right?
Right. I mean, this past week, I had to pay my car registration. I cried.
So that's what we're going to talk about today, and talk about some of the things that people have some, maybe some real fears about.
So, Kyle, you know, we've talked to lots of people over the 40-some years. We've talked to lots of people, and they tell us, you know, that we don't want to bring up the subject of politics or religion and money sometimes. But what I want to encourage our people to do is maybe to get acquainted. Maybe you need to come to one of our events, one of our seminars, one of our, even a Medicare seminar, even if you're not interested in knowing more about Medicare. That way you would get to know more about us and how we work and how we are passionate about what we do. And or maybe you have a bridge club that you get together every Thursday or whatever, and you play bridge, or maybe you put on pink hats every third Wednesday and go eat somewhere at your favorite restaurant or whatever. We would be delighted to talk to a group of you. Maybe it's your Sunday school class, but we'd be happy to talk to a group like that where you could get acquainted with us, where you might not feel like it's such a threatening situation, just to get acquainted and just to get to know each other better.
There's ways that we can connect,
right,
without you having to walk into our office.
Right. And some people are more comfortable in a group atmosphere than in a one-on-one atmosphere, correct?
Right.
And we're open to that. Another hesitation that people have when it comes to contacting us, they say, I've already got my guy. I've already got my guy that handles my money, or gal. And maybe they've got a broker down the road, or maybe they've got some guy in Kansas City that they think sort of hung the moon. And they like what we say, but, you know, they don't want to betray their trust that they have with their broker or whoever they are, feel loyal to. But here's what I would say. I run into people all the time that have a heart doctor, and they have a bone doctor or a foot doctor or a skin doctor. They have different specialties treating them for different things. And I would say that some of the things your broker can do, maybe we can't do, but some of the things that we do, maybe your broker can't do. And so, just like you have multiple doctors, maybe you need to have another money doctor, so to speak, in your life that can help you. Our specialty, our focus is on safe money. The money that we work with does not go backwards in the market, does not lose money. We do not charge fees for the money that we work with. And your money is guaranteed and protected. And we find that as people are getting closer to retirement, that they're looking for some more certainty. And I don't know if you've noticed or not, but the stock market does not offer a lot of certainty.
Yeah, it's always up and down, it seems like.
And so,
Charles, I want to mention something. I just talked to a guy yesterday, and he'd been to one of our seminars, and he called and wanted to talk to me. And he said, you know, I've got these two accounts that I'm going to have to do something with. And I said, well, you still involved with the people that sold those to you? He said, no. Said, the one guy got upset at me when he found out that I bought another account from another guy. And the other guy got upset at me when I wouldn't give him all my money. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't work that way. We understand. We don't want all your money. And we understand if you want a second opinion. But here, this guy is still needing help with these two accounts. The guys that set him up disowned him because they didn't like the way he was doing business. But we'll work with you on whatever you want to work with.
Exactly.
We have a lot of people that have a portion of their money with their broker, and they have money with us. And as they get older, they tend to shift more money to us because they want some more certainty. But we work alongside brokers all the time.
Right. So it's not like you guys are saying, oh, well, you have to be all in with us, or
no,
you can't be with us at all. Or you guys don't mind that, because obviously that's more comfortable for some people. Correct.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
All right. So, again, what we're going to do, we're going to take a break here in just a moment. But before we do that, though, Charles, how can our listeners connect with you?
We're at 2801 West Main Suite A in Independence, Kansas, in the old Kmart building. You can connect on our website, INS4UNOW.com. And you can find us on Facebook. Call our office, 620-331-8800, 620-331-8800. We'd love to connect with you there. And we still have the 3% for 3 years. It's guaranteed, it's safe, it's protected. And believe it or not, you can access 10% of your money every year. It means if you put in $100,000, you can reach in and get $10,000 out every single year, those 3 years. That you could have access to if you want it.
That's good stuff right there. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and take our break right now. It'll be about a 1 minute break. When we come back, we will continue with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance again in Independence. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning. Good morning, everybody. We're back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, just having a little good laugh off air. And welcome back. We're back with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance and Independence. And again, guys, where can people find you?
Kyle, we're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, Independence, Kansas. That's the old Kmart building called Cornerstone Plaza now. On Facebook, our last name is Skank, S-C-H-E-N-C-K. My son says my daughters were glad to get married and get rid of that name. But Skank Insurance and Retirement, S-C-H-E-N-C-K. Our website is I-N-S, looks like insurance, then the numeral 4 and the letter U, the word now, insurance for you now, abbreviated, I-N-S, number 4, letter U, now.com. And there's Instagram and LinkedIn. So phone number is 620-331-8800. Always happy for people to call us. Thanks for asking, Kyle.
All right. So as you were saying before the break, can you talk some more about what keep people from getting the help that that they really do need?
Well, no one wants to be a target. Some people will call and ask me information, you know, hey, tell me more about that 3% for 3 years, or tell me more about how you help with Medicare or whatever. And then they'll say, I don't want to be bothered. They act like we're going to take over their life or something. And I understand that fear. You know, we get calls all the time. Every time we turn around, somebody's trying to call us about our car warranty or student loans.
Or maybe a radio ad, Charlie.
Right.
Maybe a radio ad.
Right, right. Maybe our student loans. We're getting phone calls about crazy stuff like that that's just unnecessary or not even what we need. And so we don't, we've worked with a lot of people, and sometimes we'll have people tell us, Charles, I'm going to go a different direction. And they don't go with us. But when that happens, we part as friends. There's no hurt feelings. This is a business decision, not a personal decision. And we respect that. And sometimes we have people come back later on and say, hey, I want to check that out more. And we're open to that. So our front door, the light's on. We love to help people, but we don't want to pressure or people. That's not a way to build a business. But, Dad, I want you to tell about that guy that came to our office, and I think it's just sort of a classic picture of how things can be sometimes.
There was a guy, I've known him for a long time. Our kids went to school together. My wife had known him for over 50 years through church connections, and he had seen me at an event that we had in a area in a certain community, and he said, I need to come in and talk to you guys. He actually brought up the subject. I need to come in and talk to you guys. And so finally, I don't know, maybe a year, year and a half later, he came in and sat down in our conference room, and he said, I'd rather be anywhere than here. And I couldn't hardly believe it. I could hardly believe it because I'd known him forever. He voluntarily said he wanted to come talk to us. And this guy is a guy that has been a negotiator all of his life. His job was to negotiate with people on various things and in various places all over the country. And I said, you're kidding me. Why do you feel that way? He said, I just feel that way. And I feel, you know, I just, and so I just want to say, we want to be sensitive. You know, I get in the dentist chair and I sit down there and I think, man alive, what am I doing in this chair? When was the last time I looked and there was somebody that had died in a dental chair? And I think, well, I don't remember ever seeing anything like that, so I guess I'll probably get out of here okay. But so I understand that people have different kinds of feelings and different kinds of concerns and maybe a different kind of a dread or whatever. And, you know, some people are, it's, you're pretty vulnerable whenever you stand there kind of like in a hospital gown and when you feel like that everybody's wanting to know your business. Well, we don't have to have exact numbers. We don't have to have...
Well, we only want to help with what people want help with.
Right. Right. But we have to know some background to make sure that... It's make sure it's appropriate and suitable for the situation where we are required to document some things, but we don't need bank statements or whatever. We just, in other words, we want to be sensitive to people's feelings. And again, I want to emphasize, if you're part of a group, a bridge club, Sunday school class, maybe you go out every Wednesday with the girls to eat, or maybe you get together three or four couples and you play cards in the evening or something, we'd be glad to meet with you all as a group. And so you get acquainted with us, ask some general questions, and see where it goes, see if you want to get more acquainted with us. So we just want to be available, and we want to be sensitive to people's needs and what they're scared of and so forth. And so that's all I want to say about that, I guess. I'm kind of running out.
So, like you said, you said earlier, money can be a very vulnerable topic for people. And but it seems like that you guys know exactly what you're doing, and you want to make people feel absolutely as comfortable as they can.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times people come in and they feel vulnerable. They feel, but then they walk out and they feel bulletproof because they've taken care of that and they have some certainty in their life that they didn't have before. And that's what we help try to deliver to people, is certainty.
We try to simplify what seems complicated. We try to simplify it. And Charles especially is good at simplifying it and keeping it simple. And we have people that come in and they say, I just don't have any idea about this. And I understand that. I think I mentioned when the pool guy comes over and talks to us about chemicals and the colors. I'm colorblind and I can't see all those different colors. And my eyes just glaze over. I have no idea what he's talking about. And so I understand when people are vulnerable or feel vulnerable in certain areas. And we want to be sensitive to those needs and be able to try to hold people's hand and help them get through that situation.
And I realize that when I talk to my friends sometimes about some radio terminology, I'll just see them going, looking, okay, yeah.
Whatever.
And I'm like, you know what? You guys don't want to hear this. So, all right. Well, guys, it's been great to talk to you again today. And our time is getting a little bit short. But before we go, is there anything else that you guys would like to share with us?
Yeah, Kyle. Like I mentioned earlier, we have 3% for 3 years. That's just what it sounds like. It's 3% annually compounded. You can withdraw 10% of your money every single year. At the end of the 3 years, you can walk away with your money. You can transfer it to the bank. It's your money to do whatever you wish with. The surrender charge is gone at that point. We also have a Medicare 101 seminar coming up Monday at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. at Dickie's Barbecue. If you haven't been to Dickie's Barbecue, this is a good opportunity for you to check it out and also get to know us better. We also have 10:30 and 12:30 at the Remnant Cafe in Parsons, Kansas. So to sign up for that, call our office, 620-331-8800. And we'll be glad to put you on the roster and glad to have you to be able to attend.
And Kyle, our address is 2801 West Main, Suite A. That's the old Kmart building, better known now as Cornerstone Plaza in Independence. And 620-331-8800 is our phone number. INS, the number 4, the letter U, the word now, insuranceforyounow.com. is our website. So give us a call, check us out on Facebook, check us out on our website. And again, for our Facebook, my last name is Schenck, S-C-H-E-N-C-K. I have an adopted son that says he wants to change his name as soon as he gets enough money and can find a lawyer to change it. So I don't know what he's going to change it to, but Schenck, S-C-H-E-N-C-K. Give us a call, look us up. We'll be glad to help you. Thank you for listening to us today.
Have a great day.
Absolutely. So, guys, thank you very much for coming in. We do really appreciate it. Be sure to sign up for the seminar. Spots are going fast for that, so be sure to sign up for that. And that's going to be it for Gary and Charles today. Again, guys, thank you so much for coming in today, and we'll talk to you again next week. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Friday morning.